My name's Kelly Davis. I'm Director of Regulatory Affairs for the Renewable Fuels Association.
All right, Kelly, we had comments submitted this week by a number of organizations, including the Renewable Fuels Association, on Tier 3. So for those of us who may not quite understand this, it's regarding motor vehicle emission and fuel standards. Why don't you explain to us just what is this Tier 3?
Well, right now there is a proposed Tier 3 program from the EPA, and essentially what it is a comprehensive approach that considers the vehicle and the fuel that's in the vehicle as a system. And the Tier 3 program actually is a program that's aimed at addressing the impacts of the air quality due to burning the fuel in that particular vehicle. So the program is actually proposing to set new vehicle emission standards, and one of the big ones in that is by lowering the sulfur content of gasoline to 10 parts per million from its current 80 parts by 2017.
Now, we see an opportunity here regarding 15% ethanol, and that was part of your comment. So why don't you just outline RFA's comments regarding Tier 3.
Well, where we get to E15 ethanol in the Tier 3 program is Tier 3 doesn't really affect ethanol per se as much as the requirements are on behalf of our refiners and our auto manufacturers. And basically this reduction in sulfur and things like that are programs that affect them. Where E15 comes into play in this particular Tier 3 proposal is that for the first time since like 1975, they're proposing to use a gasoline, which would be E15, to be the certification fuel for these automotive emissions from the cars. So like evaporative emissions and vehicle tailpipe emissions. So in the past, and this is something that those of us that have been in this business for a while, you know, we use Indyline to certify our cars, and yet Indyline is not a commercial available gasoline. So the RFA has always been on board that we would certainly like to align the certification fuels the EPA use for emissions to be aligned with fuels that are actually available in the marketplace. So obviously years ago when we were asking for the fuel, we were asking for it to be E10. And now that we feel we're on the cusp of E15 being in the marketplace, that we certainly agree that the cert fuel should be E15. And actually that starts with the 2017 model year cars.
Okay, well, you also had some other recommendations in your comments, especially regarding even higher blends than E15. Talk about that a little bit.
Well, for the first time, too, they're actually teeing up a certification fuel for the FFVs. And so that is where they talk about existing standards and specifications for the flex fuels, and also defining what actually should be the cert fuel for these flexible fuel cars. A lot of the comments at first, Cindy, were related to sulfur, and of course these proposed rulemakings aim to bring ethanol into the same sulfur program that the refiners are in, which is quite an obligation for them on behalf of testing and certifying every batch of product they make to make sure that it meets the standards. And that's where the RFA spent some time with their comments, is that on the front, we are not opposed to having a 10-part standard on our denatured fuel ethanol, and we've actually had that standard on our product as a recommendation from the RFA since 2002, because California has that standard on denatured fuel ethanol, and we've been in compliance with it all along. So what the EPA does here, though, is officially bring us into the federal sulfur program. But in order to do that, they want us to batch test all of our denatured fuel ethanol for sulfur. And so we're against that because we just don't feel it's necessary. We fuel ethanol does not have an inherent sulfur problem. We actually obtain sulfur by our denaturing process. And so we've had the ability to purchase low sulfur denaturants, and so therefore we're in compliance with the program. And so we've asked the EPA, in lieu of us all purchasing, you know, $100,000 worth of lab equipment times all 200 ethanol laboratories across the nation for batch testing every day on something we know we're in compliance with already, we've asked for them to accept what we do in California, which is purchase low sulfur product, keep records of it, do the math, and make sure that you're never over the 10 parts per million. So we're hopeful that they'll accept that. We weren't sure that the EPA didn't know that we didn't perform sulfur analysis at our facilities laboratories.
Well, getting back to the flex fuel vehicles, this proposes a certification fuel for the FFVs, and you think that might discourage production of FFVs? Can you explain that?
Well, it's kind of technical to explain, but it has to do with California's low emission vehicles modeling. And California has struggled under their Tier 3 programs to have the FFVs actually meet some of the emission standards while they're running on higher ethanol blends. And so since we know they have a problem, we've asked the EPA to be cautious, and since they know that running these on higher fuels, higher ethanol content fuels, may cause, we're concerned that this will have a drop in FFVs because the car manufacturers will struggle to meet emission standards on these like they have in California.
Bottom line, RFA is pretty much in favor of the proposed changes in the Tier 3.
Yes, and we really hope that these don't get held up. There's the certification fuels, the E15 certification fuel, something the industry's been waiting on a long time, including the automotive industry, to more reflect what's really in the marketing area. You know, their certification fuels should reflect the marketplace. It's pretty simple, but since in the 70s, it hasn't. So that's along the line of certainly we were looking forward to a swift implementation of this.
But you just have a couple of areas of concern for regarding the ethanol industry.
Just on behalf of our member clientele, we certainly had a few. We certainly wanted to comment, and some of our comments are supportive. You know, most of them are that we support this. We support the proposal for the E15 cert fuel. We support certainly allowing the vehicle manufacturers to request approval for an alternative cert fuel. Those are along the high octane areas and things like that. We agreed with them that we shouldn't take some limits of some things like benzene and olefins and aromatics because they're not in our product. So in general, the RFA does agree with most that is in the Tier 3. We don't have a lot of problems with it, but we certainly don't. We will accept the 10 part per million sulfur limit, but we don't want to have to be in what they call the refinery program that requires the amount of testing and expertise that's required to be at the batch testing facility.
All right, so where does this stand at this point? Was today the deadline for, or rather yesterday or whenever, the deadline for comments?
Yeah, last night at 11:59 on Eastern Standard Time was the deadline to put this in. When I was submitting mine last night at 6:30, there were already 54,318 comments. Let me go real quick and see how many, and that is a lot. And so I went in and looked at a few of the comments, Cindy, and a lot of the comments were from the environmental community, and that is who is definitely supportive of Tier 3. The environmental community is very much in favor of cleaner air, and that is what this standard brings, is cleaner air.
So now EPA has to go back and look at all those 60,000 comments and mm-hmm. Consider them and then make a decision on final rules, right?
Correct. And our refiners in the nation are the ones that are most economically affected by this. They it is a to further reduce sulfur levels at the refinery. I expect their comments to be very economic oriented. You know, it's going to cost a lot of money to retrofit our refineries to continue to pull the sulfur down. But as a person who just traveled to Asia, I tell you what, I like my cleaner air.
All right, Kelly, thanks a lot for helping us understand a little better what the ethanol industry's comments were in regard to the EPA's proposed rule on Tier 3 motor vehicle emission and fuel standards. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.